is Wiggity Wiggity Whack.
Here's Rick Stacy's News of the Weird.
You see, I really believe stories like this should be classified information. We don't want the enemies of this country to hear stories like this because they're sitting there going and they hear the story and they go, now's the time to attack.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Cops, terrible job they have. Aside from actual emergencies, they get story calls like this. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, cops were called to a home of a woman stuck in a recliner. And first thing you're thinking, because I thought the same thing, I was, oh, she's obese, poor lady. No, yeah. She's not obese. That's not how she's stuck.
How is she stuck?
Apparently, she pushed the button and reclined all the way back and then broke the button.
So she can't sit up?
Right. So
wait, what?
You ever been in a recliner? I don't care how
you
young or old.
You need help with a sit-up?
Right. I mean, yeah, she couldn't do a sit-up. So, you know, she couldn't get out. So she stuck in the recliner with her phone, and she went all the way back and then went to reach for the knob and broke the knob off.
Can't you do a roll off the side? That's what I would do.
Yeah, you could probably do all that stuff. I mean, she's now like 80. So the officer came to the scene and retrieved the missing button, reattached it, and allowed her to resume her normal position and activity.
You had to go through
I'm
all that?
Falling. And I can't get up.
She wasn't elderly, and she wasn't obese.
So she's just laying there, and he's just like, oh, hold on, I got to fix the button. Why didn't you just take her hand and pick her up?
No, he just put the button on. He let her do it.
I'd walk in and be like, you got yourself into this. You can get yourself out.
Yeah, good luck.
That's like a huge waste of time.
Isabel P. Somebody's related to her, and there's probably a husband somewhere, but here's the embarrassment that ensued. She went to TripAdvisor and complained about the beach she was visiting in Cornwall, England.
What's wrong with the beach there?
The sand was too wet.
Oh, yeah. They need to go out there and blow dry that. That's a hazard.
Yeah. Yeah. She said that the sand was too wet and they got to make an effort to, and this is quoting her, try and keep the sand less damp.
Wow.
I mean, what do you do when you read that as like the proprietor of that place?
But she's caring about other people. She says, thereby making it easier for others to build sandcastles.
Oh, wow. Well, see, that's.
She's a caring person.
Oh, see, I'd be looking out into the beach for her, be like, where is she?
No, she's not returning. She's not coming back.
Good.
In case you're wondering about our justice system, a grand jury averaged 39 seconds per case.
Wait, what?
Yes, South Carolina lawyers want 900 indictments tossed out because in this county, they went through 900 cases in 10 hours. 900
what?
Cases.
Guilty. Guilty. Innocent. Guilty.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just like that?
Yep. And, of course, they filed a motion to quash all the June indictments and not get in trouble, but they did. So they passed all these cases, gave them all about 39 seconds each, 900 indictments tossed. They just didn't want to be there.
It takes longer to do the crime.
Right. Finally, in Westchester, a chiropractor wants a serious adjustment on what the TSA does and how it operates. So he goes...
The chiropractor wants an adjustment?
Mark...
Sorry.
Mark Fry, 61 years old, was headed back to New York from Palm Beach with his girlfriend and two young kids, his daughters. So he was at the TSA screening point.
Oh, dear.
And the screener had Fry, who was telling him he has a metal prosthetic neck piece. Ah. So they made him lift up his shirt over his head, and he requested a private search because now he's topless, you know. Some, you know, probably flabby, and there was a flabalanch and...
Yeah, but who...
So he wanted to be, you know. So the worker then, instead of heeding his request, put her hands down Fry's shorts and was roughly touching his genitals for a long time.
Oh.
Whoopsies.
Fry's 8-year-old daughter exclaimed loudly in the front of the crowd, look, they're touching daddy's penis. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
According to a Manhattan federal court, a lawsuit has been filed, and the TSA is the defense.
That's crazy.
Can you believe that?
How embarrassing.
Dude.
What if that was a female and it was up top? Can you imagine just like sitting there like...
Yeah, what are they doing?
What's this right here?
This is my penis.
That's your penis. All right.
All right, everybody, listen up. We've got a long line here. A lot of people flying today. I want laptops out and in the bins. I want shoes off and in the bins. Fellas, I want your belts off and your pants down and your ding-dongs in the bins. Do not put your wiener in the same bin as your laptop. You, sir, come on. I want to see that ding-a-ling flipping and flopping. The faster I see that junk, the faster we can all be on our way. That's right. Let me see him. Sir, you over there. Where are those naughty bits? I'm not going to let you fly until I see the goods. Again, laptops, shoes, and ding-dongs in separate bins. Thank you.